Welcome back to Halftime here on 92.9 to 1570 KZWC and 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here for our second round of Senior Spotlight interviews presented by Iowa Central Community College. We talked with Eagle Grove Senior Drake Canavan. First time up, now we're talking with Webster City Senior Bonnie Nuremberg joins us. Bonnie, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, no problem.
So you did mention that you are taking college credits at Iowa Central Community College here this fall semester. What are some of those classes that you are taking with ICCC?
Yeah, so right now I'm taking Composition 1 and Stats 1 for this semester.
And, you know, those two classes, what maybe is your favorite thing about being able to take those classes right now?
So I think the best part is definitely that, you know, they're free and they count towards my credits both in college and in high school. Mm-hmm. And so they've allowed me, like just taking classes at the college, it's allowed me to take most of my gen eds and lots of classes that will go towards my future degrees and such. And so it's basically propelled me at least a whole year of college forward. So I'll get to start college with a bunch of my credits already. So that's really nice.
Yeah, that's a pretty common response we have from our seniors. And back to talking about high school, what are some of the activities that you've been involved in your 4 years at Webster City?
So during my whole high school career, I've been involved in softball, volleyball, track, basketball for a year, and then I was also basketball manager for a year. I'm also in National Honor Society and Spanish Club, and I've been involved with Dance Marathon as well.
Awesome. And, you know, with all those activities, there's obviously going to be quite a few memorable moments from those activities. You know, if you could maybe narrow it down to maybe just one or two, what are some memorable moments or maybe just one memorable moment that stands out to you from your time in high school?
Oh, yeah. I think my favorite memory is definitely from last year when we beat St. Ed's in softball. Right after the game, the whole team went and jumped into Briggs Woods Lake like right after 10 p.m., still in their sliding shorts and everything. It was a really fun way to celebrate, and I'm sure the idea came just from our adrenaline rush from the game, but it was super fun.
That's a good memory. That's a fantastic memory right there, and we'll kind of, piggyback off of that and talk about, you know, with everything you're involved in, there's obviously going to be quite a bit of achievement involved. And you know, this could be athletic, it could be academic, or maybe even outside of both. But what would you say your biggest achievement has been so far in high school?
Yeah, so I think some of my biggest achievements, like sports-wise, softball, I got first team all-conference my freshman year, second team my sophomore and junior. You know, I've lettered varsity for softball for 5 years, 3 years for volleyball, and this will be my fourth year for track. And talking about academics, I've earned academic all-conference for volleyball, A honor roll my whole high school career so far, and I have also received an academic letter every year, so my GPA is also a really big achievement of mine.
All right, and transitioning off of that, what are some of the things, you know, you said you're involved in so much, but what are some things you like to do in your downtime, hobbies, stuff you do outside of school?
So during the week, I'm usually either working at one of my two jobs, sometimes both in the same day. Mm-hmm. So I work at Scooter's Coffee and also at Fuller Hall as both a lifeguard and a supervisor. So I'm working pretty much all the time. But when I'm not, I've been getting some NHS hours in, doing scoreboard for middle school volleyball and football and just whatever comes up. So I'm pretty busy outside of school as well.
Gotcha. And before, Bonnie, I like to say this question for last for all of our seniors, because I think it's such a loaded and such a very emotional question for a lot of people. But talking about role models, you know, everybody's got role models, whether it's teachers, coaches, your parents, could be older siblings. It could be someone that you looked up to that was, you know, just a few years older than you and kind of showed you the way, you know, and it could be one, it could be multiple role models, but who fits that mold as that role model or those role models in your time in high school?
Honestly, I think one of my biggest role models is actually my boyfriend, CJ Hissler. His work ethic and success has just been a big motivator for me when it comes to sports and school. And he's someone I really look up to when it comes to those things. And I guess it's also really helpful that he's a year above me. So he basically just experienced everything that I'm going through right now. Mm-hmm. So he's just the perfect person for me to go to for help for anything. And he's just an amazing person inside and out. So I really strive to be like him. And I guess my parents, too, are definitely huge role models for me as well. I mean, they are who raised me to be the person I am today. Mm-hmm. They've taught me my morals and my values. And when I think of the person I want to be, I think of what they have taught me. You know, they gave me that expect nothing, appreciate everything mindset. And I'm just really grateful for that.
Well, Bonnie, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck here the rest of your senior year.
Yeah, thanks for this opportunity.
Yep, absolutely. That was Bonnie Nuremberg on our Senior Spotlight interview presented by Iowa Central Community College. We'll get you back here to the games after this.